Our sermon text comes from the Gospel Luke, chapter 20, starting at verse 9, the parable of the tenants. He went on to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard, rented it to some farmers, and went away for a long time. At harvest, he sent a servant to the tenants so they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. He sent another servant, but that one also they beat and treated shamefully and sent away empty-handed. He sent still a third, and they wounded him and threw him out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my son, whom I love. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenants saw him, they talked the matter over. "This is the heir," they said. "Let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. When the people heard this, they said, "God forbid." Jesus looked directly at them and asked, "Then what is the meaning of that which is written? The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces. Anyone on whom it falls will be crushed." The teachers of the law and the chief priests looked for a way to arrest him immediately because they knew he had spoken this parable against them. But they were afraid of the people. This is the Lord's word. So in my old age, I have had an opportunity to work in different fields and serve in different roles. One of the fields that I was blessed to work in was real estate, and one of the roles I was blessed to serve in was a property manager for myself and others. Pretty much everyone, I think, knows how rented a property works. You give something and you expect something in return. An agreement is set at the very beginning, and everyone understands and accepts the agreement. I would say 100% of the time, all of my agreements that I had with tenants started out terrific. Everybody was happy. Everybody looked forward to what the future brought. And for me personally, I always wanted a healthy relationship and a long-lasting relationship. And I would agree that the tenants wanted the same thing. And everyone was in agreement and everyone was happy at the beginning. As time went on, though, the tenant sometimes changed the way they felt about the property. Now, the property was still the same. I was still the same. And the agreement was still the same. But the tenant changed the way that they felt. What started out as a sense of ownership, them honoring the agreement set forth, them being productive and maintaining the property, their thoughts changed. Now, when their thoughts changed about the property, their thoughts also changed about me. I'm still the same. The agreement is still the same. The property was still the same, but now they looked at the property differently. I didn't convince them to. They did that all on their own. And now they started to look at me differently. They did that all on their own. then our relationship was affected. Because it got to the point where they wanted to now change roles. It started out as wanting and having a sense of ownership. Then it changed to them wanting to be the actual owners. I don't know when it happened or how it happened, but I could tell in their tone and how they treated me. They would say things like, "This is my house. And don't tell me how to live at my property." I'm like, hold up. You didn't put in on this. You didn't save. You didn't do the homework. How all of a sudden did it go from being my house to being your house? Because I didn't do anything. I stayed the same. But with them, they changed. It was all them. What started out good, which everyone agreed upon, which we wanted it to end well, didn't end well. Because they start having different feelings about the property, about me, and about our relationship. Threats started to come. And it got to the point where they opposed me. We started out on the same page, all good, but it went in the direction of them opposing me because they wanted to change roles. They wanted to be the owners. They wanted to have more say, and they wanted to be in control. This went on to the point where I had to separate myself from them because just the hearing my voice and the sight of me disrupted how they thought things should be going forward. They didn't even want me around. They didn't want to hear anything I had to say. And I didn't do anything. I didn't change. They changed. They went from being on my side to being my enemy. So I had to take the property and give it to someone else. Then came more insults. "I didn't know you could be so evil," they said to me. "I thought you were better than that," they said to me. And when I was younger, those things hurt a lot because I always wanted what was best for people. And like I said in the beginning, I wanted this to be a long-lasting, healthy relationship. And at the beginning, they were happy and they agreed to that. But now at this point, everything changed. But then I said to myself, when is the right time for one to be held accountable for their actions? When is the right time? When you change something from good to being bad? When should you be held accountable? When is the right time? What is the right thing to do? And I think in our parable today, the similar thing happened with the tenant farmers. They changed the way they thought about the vineyard. It was a common arrangement for an owner to rent out his vineyard to a tenant farmer and then expect a crop at the end of the year. So at the proper time, he would send a servant to collect that payment from the tenant farmer. The owner wasn't abusive. He wasn't mistreating the farmer. Rather, it was a privilege to work on a vineyard back then. And all the farmer had to do was work the vineyard, which he didn't have to plant anything. The owner did that. The vineyard was just given to him, and he had to work it so he can earn a living for himself and his family. And the vineyard owner wasn't like this greedy boss over him daily making these unreasonable demands. The vineyard owner was off somewhere. So he entrusted his vineyard to this farmer, and he could work it as he saw fit. But for these privileges, they owed a certain amount of fruit. Why go to the bother of planting a vineyard if you're not going to expect any fruit? God expects fruit from his people. God wants us to be faithful to him. He gives us this world. He puts it in our hands. He entrusts it to us. He wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to be faithful. You can tell that the tenant farmers started to change as soon as the vineyard owner sent the first servant. What did they do? They beat him and sent him away empty-handed. The tenant farmers, whatever the agreement was in the beginning, what sounded like a good setup to me, you just come and work and earn a living, they didn't like the way that that was going for whatever reason. I don't think the vineyard owner changed. It was the tenant farmer. Then they started to feel different about the vineyard owner. Because when he sent the second servant, they beat him, treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty-handed. So they was trying to send a message. I was thinking when reading this, why didn't they just send him away empty-handed? Why did they have to beat the first one and the second one and treat them shamefully? They was trying to send a message. They wanted their roles to change. They didn't like being the worker anymore. They wanted more control of the situation, more control of the vineyard, more say in the way things were going. This thought process kept up, and what started out so good started going in the wrong direction. And now they were opposing the vineyard owner. So at this point, whatever he did was going to be wrong in their eyes, because the tenant farmer wanted the vineyard owner out of their lives. So when the vineyard owner sent his son, whom he loved, one would think, this is the boss's son. Let's treat him a little bit better. But no. They talked about it, and they said, this is our opportunity to take control. This is our opportunity to be our own boss. This is our opportunity to be the sole owner. Let's just get rid of them. And they did. It was all about them. They changed. They made it about themselves. When the religious leaders heard this parable, they knew it was about them. See, the owner of the vineyard is God. The vineyard is God's people, the tenant farmers, the religious leaders, the servants of the owner, the prophets, and the heir to the inheritance, our Savior Jesus Christ. And when the audience heard this parable, being that the religious leaders were very educated, they probably thought about the prophet Isaiah, where the prophet calls Israel God's vineyard and warns that He will lay waste to it because it didn't produce fruit. Jesus shows that God wants us to be faithful and fruitful. If his people produce no fruit and kill his son, they will face terrible judgment. You lose when you go against Jesus. We lose when we reject Christ. The religious leaders started to think differently about the people they were serving. Despite the prophets being sent, the religious leaders then started to think differently about the God they were serving. It became less about the people and God's word and more about them. They wanted more control. They wanted to switch roles. This is my life. This is my ministry. The religious leaders rejected the cornerstone. They rejected Christ and became his enemy. And scripture says, everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces. Anyone on whom it falls will be crushed. We lose when we reject Christ. Jesus is God's final messenger, and if we reject him, there's no further remedy. Only thing that lies ahead is judgment. All of us are either living for ourselves and our own gratification, or we are living to bear fruit for our Lord Jesus. We are either working the vineyard to see what we can get out of it, or we are working the vineyard to see what we can produce for the owner. The tenant farmers in the parable were not working for the owner. The religious leaders back then was not working for God. Both were in it for themselves. And the irony is, we always find the most pleasure, though, when we bear fruit and live for Christ, not for ourselves. Not for ourselves. You and I are greatly privileged in that God has given us his world, his word, and supplied us with everything we need in life. He wants us to be faithful. He wants us to bear fruit so that people that don't know him can see us and see how great our God is. Our God is generous. He gives us life, a world to live in, and countless blessings to enjoy. Our Lord is patient and understanding. God sends us preachers and pastors and ministers who proclaim the truth of his word. He gives us the Bible, which we can read. We see so many messages in church through friends and others that testify with their lives the need to be fruitful and faithful. And if being generous, patient, and understanding, if that's not enough, there's an indescribable love. He gives us his one and only son. He sends him into this world full of his enemies to teach, to live, and to die for their sins. We don't want Jesus out of our life. We desperately need him in our life. Please, please, don't treat Jesus like an enemy. Be faithful be fruitful, and be thankful. He's our Savior and our friend. Amen.
This message was a production of St. Marcus Lutheran Church. For similar content, subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or our YouTube channel. For more information about how to support our urban gospel ministry in Milwaukee, please visit stmarcus.org.